we were going to get married, and we booked up a church, and she was going to go back to New Zealand because her grandmother was ill, supposedly. And 6 weeks before the wedding, she went back to New Zealand, and she was going to come back in 2 weeks' time, and she never came back.
What, so she just left you?
She just left me. All her stuff was left at my flat. She took a rucksack with her back, and I haven't heard from her since that day.
What, so you never spoke to her again?
Never spoke to her. The email that she left me wasn't the right email. The phone number... Well, I actually rang up her parents in Christchurch in New Zealand, and the phone was slammed down on me. And I did try to contact her through another friend who lives in in New Zealand, and it came to nothing. And soon afterwards, I did a little delving, and I found out that I'd been an absolute mug, to be honest. She'd got a boyfriend in New Zealand that she had been in contact with all the time, and because she was teaching, she was a teaching assistant. For 3 days of the week, she lived in Watford in with another teacher, and apparently all the phone calls and all the messages were going from that address back to her old boyfriend, who was still her boyfriend.
So what was she using you for?
I feel a bit of a mug, really. I mean, I paid off her student loan, which was £7,000. She had a good lifestyle with me. I mean, I was working, earning good money. We had nice holidays, and...
See, Peter, I really appreciate your honesty on this, because I think you are actually voicing up what a lot of people think about age gap relationships, that particularly when you've got an older man with a younger woman, perhaps a lot of those younger women are only with the man because of what he can offer financially, stability wise. I mean, she used you for your money.
She did, but we had a great time together. I mean, we really did. And I never had a clue what was happening. I mean, she hid it very well. And when I finally spoke to the person that she was living with in Diggs in Watford, she didn't know who I was. She had no idea who I was. She hadn't mentioned me to anyone else outside of my family and our circle of friends. No one.
So she completely used you.
Completely. And I loved her to bits. It's taken me 2 years, really, I think, to get out of it, away from it.